Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk about getting older. I just got off the phone with my mother and we're still laughing. One of her friends is over 90 years old and just got her driver's license renewed for 5 years. Well, you don't have to be 90 years old to start thinking about senior planning, though these days, old seems to come much later than it used to. What things should you start thinking about? Well, my friends, none of us is getting younger, so let's look at a few simple tasks to make things easier for us when we get there. If you have assets other than a bank account or home, consider establishing a living trust, although you already know it will help your heirs avoid probate when you ultimately die. Did you know that the living trust can be of value to you if you become incapacitated? Yes, all you have to do is name a trustee to take care of you and things can go on as they were. Make a list of all your insurances with policy numbers, contact information, and so forth. Update the beneficiaries on all the policies. We still have to do that. And if the beneficiaries are minor children or young relatives, talk to an attorney about how to name a trust instead of the children, or name the living trust. A. Include your life insurance policies as well as your health insurance policies. Remember all those policies that come from the banks and credit card companies that give you $1,000 or $10,000 coverage at no charge? Don't throw them away. They might pay off and they're free. B. Find those policies that pay you only if you're hospitalized, disabled, or in an accident. You may have been paying for some of them via your credit card or automatic withdrawals from your checking account for years without thinking about them. C. Locate any liability policies from your business or job and disability policies if you have them. 3. Make a list of all your assets and where they're located. The safe deposit box, building addresses, brokerages, and if keys are needed, provide copies or identify who has the keys and where they are. Review the title to all these assets or place the assets into the living trust, better yet. 4. Make a list of the long-term debt, things that take more than just this year to pay off, and credit cards with account numbers, contact phone numbers, and so forth. 5. Most importantly, if you're responsible for any young children, make plans for who's going to take care of them if you can't. Be selective. It shouldn't just be someone you love and trust. It should be someone who's capable of loving and cherishing children and who can be parents as well. One last thing, if you haven't already done this, start making plans for your stream of income during retirement. If you know that you won't be able to live on Social Security, don't you think it's time to learn to do something that will earn you a living even if you're not hale and hearty? Forget about saving and investing. If you haven't started yet, do you really think you're capable of saving and investing now? Instead, learn a skill that will be in demand 5 or 10 years from now and maybe longer. Do all these things and you're going to be fine as you get older. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about staying young and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.